and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, shops and garages, equipment storage, livestock facilities, barn homes. It's MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 620-340-7732.
Barn homes are all the rage these days. With maintenance-free living on the outside and endless possibilities on the inside, what's not to love? If you're thinking of having one built, MRSK Buildings should be your first stop. Jeff and Brady have years of experience and will guide you through the process with ease. MRSK Buildings at 2604 West Highway 50, across from Blue Stem in Emporia. MRSK Buildings, our business is your building.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, the 11th of July, 71 degrees on our way to 93 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Emporia Municipal Band conductor Nancy Ricker. Nancy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
We're glad to have you on. I have to ask, I think I know what the answer is to this, but how excited are you for what's going to be taking place? I know it's going to be bittersweet with the end of the concert season, but this is a good one to close things out.
It is. This is always a fun one because the musicians get to pick all of our music that goes on it instead of me having to pick it all the time. So they get to play some of their favorites, and I'm really excited to play with the 35th ID band. I know several people from there. We have some hometown people in that band, and they sound awesome. It's going to be a great concert.
Yeah, the 35th Infantry Division, Kansas Army National Guard Band from Olathe will be performing with our very talented Emporia Municipal Band tonight. As Nancy mentioned, it is Cook's Choice, so the band members get to choose the musical lineup tonight, and you're starting, what, a bit early tonight, Nancy?
Yeah, we rolled it forward about half an hour just so we could make sure we have time for transitions and logistics and getting out still before dark. So,
understood. So what is going to be the, I guess, the performance lineup here? Are you launching first, or will it be the 35th going first?
We are playing first, and the musicians were not easy on themselves this week. They picked some real challenging pieces, so it's going to be a lot of fun. And then they're going to play their program, and then at the end we are going to play some pieces together.
What do you got on tap, or would you prefer to mention that right now?
Well, we have, there's some movie music from Indiana Jones. We've got some stuff from composer Danny Elfman, does a lot of spooky songs like Edward Scissorhands and Beetlejuice. But we've also got some classics that we've played for years, the Beguine for Band, the Irish Washerwoman, so it's going to be fun.
What's a grand finale indeed at Fremont Park tonight. Emporia Municipal Band will end the 2024 summer season, 7:30, earlier start time, as the Emporia Municipal Band will be teaming up with the 35th Infantry Division, Kansas Army National Guard Band from Olathe. So how has the 2024 season been, Nancy?
It has been really, really great. I've had a lot of fun with these musicians this summer, and I think they've probably had some fun too. I was really excited to do that concert last week at the stadium. I think it went beautifully, and we had great weather for it too. And we've been pretty lucky for weather most of the summer, just that one concert. So I think it's been an awesome season, and I'm excited to see what we can do even next summer.
You know, I didn't get a chance to catch up with you last Thursday, but I can tell you that across the board there were a lot of people saying that, you know, that should be part of the plan, really regardless of the day the holiday falls on, but that should be part of the plan for 4th of July is going forward. How many people have reached out to you to say that, and is that actually part of maybe conversations for next year's schedule?
I've heard that comment a lot too. Our tricky thing is our musicians' schedules. They always block off Tuesdays and Thursdays because we rehearse on Tuesday, play on Thursday. But I am willing to investigate that as a possibility if everybody else is. So I've heard that a lot too from a lot of people. And I think we had a really great crowd too.
Yeah, you had a great crowd, and everybody totally enjoyed it. I mean, and what a great lead-in to the fireworks, the municipal band, and the patriotic performance on the 4th of July. So, yeah, we'll be interested in seeing how the band can adapt and possibly make that a part of Emporia's 4th of July celebration moving forward. But tonight is the finale, Fremont Park, 7:30 p.m. So after tonight, Nancy, what is up next? Are we looking at the December Christmas concert? Is that what's next in line here for the band?
Certainly going to do our Christmas concert, but we are actually also talking about doing a concert around Veterans Day.
Nice.
That's been one of the things that I've wanted to get off the ground since I started last year as director. And we're looking right around that weekend, right before Veterans Day, but we don't have a firm location yet, so I don't want to give a date and a time yet.
Understand me. Kind of need that.
Yeah.
Kind of need that. Between now and then, what else will be kind of keeping you busy when it comes to the Emporia Municipal Band, when it comes to maybe planning, getting more music in, and some of those background things that people don't realize go into a municipal band performance?
Oh, sure. We'll have to pack up all of our stuff for the summer because we kind of, through the generosity of the music department, we kind of keep all of our stuff there on site at ESU where we rehearse. So we'll have to get that all packed up, get the music put away. I certainly want to look at some more new music. We had a couple new pieces this year, but that's always a constant addition to our library, so we're not just playing the same thing over and over again. And yeah, looking forward to the Veterans Day concert, the Christmas concert, and Match Day, of course. We're a part of Match Day this year.
Well, and that's very important. I was going to follow up and ask about that. You know, people want to donate to the Emporia Municipal Band so we can keep this big old slice of Americana going Thursday nights during the summertime. Be on the lookout. And that's a great way for the Emporia Municipal Band to get funds to keep things moving along. So be looking for the band and be listening for the band right here, because we'll have interviews with all of the Match Day participants here on KVOE. So tonight, 7:30 p.m., Fremont Park, Cook's Choice, Emporia Municipal Band, and tonight also joined by the 35th Infantry Division of the Kansas Army National Guard Band from Olathe. Nancy, congratulations on a great year. Looking for a big night tonight, and as always, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
All right, Nancy Rickard joining us, conductor of the Emporia Municipal Band, as our newsmaker segment wraps up here. Do want to let you know that when it comes to next week's schedule, we only have one newsmaker date left, and that happens to be a week from tomorrow. It's around 7:25. So if you have an event or an activity that you want highlighted, best jump on that date sooner than later. Let us know, 620-342-1400, or email us.